Okay, good question. So, for the optimization and also real-time data updates in the cybersecurity dashboard, I made a heavy use of React memo and use memo and use callback, of course, to avoid redundancy in child component and. And also, I used frame of motion for transitions. I made sure to sort animation triggers and avoid animating during high frequency updates. And I mainly, yep, I extensively used a server-side rendering and incremental static regeneration for heavy leopards that didn't change every second. And finally, I used Right House web filters and browser DevTools to continuously audit performance. So I had CI hooks flagging any major regulations before shipping.